Welcome to the online version of the Call to Worship as printed in the bulletin. I'll read the light-colored print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer confession. Sin is an ugly characteristic, but it does not prevent Jesus from wanting to come to us.
Our lives are unfit for Jesus, but we are confident that He would change all that if we let Him live in our hearts.
Indeed He would, and that fellowship with Christ will inspire us to change our way of living to reflect God's salvation.
Praise God for His love and forgiveness. We intend to live a new life which demonstrates the love of Christ in us.
And together the prayer of confession. Forgive us for the mask we wear, Father, when we try to live the Christian life. That is much easier than making a complete turnabout in our lifestyles. But it convinces no one that salvation has taken place. Give us the joyful transformation living by letting Christ change us from within, and by our living that change from without. Thus we may find ourselves among those whom your Son came to seek and to save. In His name we pray. Amen.
In the Apostles' Creed, which is the summation of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.